I'm Rick Hansen with this check of sports on KJAN.com for Saturday, May 25th. The boys' state tennis tournament continues today at the Burns State Park Tennis Complex in Waterloo, weather permitting. In Class 1A singles action Friday, Red Oak senior Pete Walker advanced from the first and second round wins into today's 10 a.m. semifinal round against Aaron Chalstrom, a senior from Fort Dodge, St. Edmund. Atlantic's doubles teams of Tyler Fisher and Noah Welter made it into the second round of play Friday but lost their bids for the semifinals, while the Atlantic doubles team of Jake Arneson and Adam Weiser failed to make it into the second round of play. At the boys' state golf tournament on Friday, in the first round of action in Class 3A at the Ames Golf and Country Club, Clear Lake, Creston Orient Maxburg, and Williamsburg were your top three teams. Clear Lake with a 320, Creston Orient Maxburg with a 323, and Williamsburg shot a team total of 328. Atlantic was in eighth place out of nine teams with a score of 339 after the first day of action. In Class 2A at the Spring Valley Golf Course, first round action on Friday saw Columbus Catholic Waterloo leading the eight-team pack with a score of 313. Monroe PCM was second with a 316. Jewel South Hamilton third with a 320. Audubon Arthur BCIG came in seventh with a team score of 349. And in Class 1A at Lake Panorama National Resort, it was Sibley O'Cheedon leading after Friday's first round action with a team score of 344. New London was second with 347. Inwood West Lyon third with a 359. Boyer Valley was in sixth place with a team score of 381. And Oakland Riverside seventh with a team score of 383. Action continues today, weather permitting. In area baseball and softball action from Friday, in baseball it was Bedford over Griswold 13-12, Corning slipping past Clarinda 6-5, Fremont Mills was a 10-1 winner over Stanton, Martinsdale St. Mary's beat Earlham 16-9, Nishnabotna down Sydney 6-2, Oakland Riverside was an 11-3 winner over Griswold. Also in baseball action, it was Council Bluffs St. Albert over Lewis Central 7-1, Tri-Center Neola beating Missouri Valley 12-9, Underwood downed AHSD 5-3, and West Central Valley of Stewart beat Adair Casey 11-1. In softball action, Atlantic swept both of its matches 10-1 over Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson in softball and 5-1 over Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln. Sioux City Bishop Heelan beat Lewis Central 2-0. Carroll beat Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson and Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln 12-0 and 8-3, respectively. Sheraton was a 10-1 winner over Nottoway Valley in softball. Essex beat Villisca 13-3. Logan Magnolia down Coon Rapids Bayard 7-1. Missouri Valley was a 7-6 winner over Tri-Center Neola. Sydney beat Nishnabotna 3-2. Stanton was a 5-2 winner over Fremont Mills. Trainer beat Audubon 5-0. And it was Underwood over AHST 8-3 in softball. A number of area athletes have been selected to compete in the Senior All-Star Spotlight Track and Field Meet, which will feature teams representing multiple Midwestern states. The meet will be held on Saturday, June the 8th at the University of St. Francis in Joliet, Illinois. Athletes are nominated and then later selections are made for the teams. Area athletes that have been selected for the Team Iowa women's team include Larissa Backhouse of Griswold, Kaylee Blake of IKM Manning, Jessica Feldman of Harlan, Shaylee Rath of Trainer, and Jordan Sint from Griswold. Area athletes that have been selected for the Team Iowa men's team include Colton Graham from Nottoway Valley and Ryan Spiegel of Underwood. Teams from Iowa, Illinois, Wisconsin, and South Dakota will compete in that June 8th event. Kickoff for Nebraska's game against the Iowa Hawkeyes the day after Thanksgiving has been set for 11 a.m. Central Time. ABC will televise the game at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. And Ohio State announced on Friday that its homecoming game will be October 19th against the Iowa Hawkeyes and will kick off at 3:30 p.m. That game will be televised by ABC or ESPN. It'll be the Hawkeyes' first visit to Ohio Stadium since a 2009 game that went into overtime. Ohio State prevailed back then 27-24 on a 39-yard field goal by Devin Barclay and in the process earned its first trip to the Rose Bowl since the 1996 season. At a Major League Baseball action Friday, Lance Lynn pitched two-hit ball over six innings, and David Freese and Alan Craig each homered and drove in three runs, helping the St. Louis Cardinals beat the L.A. Dodgers 7-0 Friday night for their third win in a row. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN Sports.